Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A community takes another step toward healing. ABC's Chuck Meyer at the second funeral of the six people killed in Tucson.
Among the nearly 2,000 people who showed up for this funeral in the same church where Christina Green was mourned just a day earlier, Larry Bahill, who had known John Rawls since their undergraduate college days 40 years ago.
I think he'll be remembered as a very hardworking judge who actually really thought about the judiciary on a day-to-day basis.
Bahill says that Judge Rawls will be remembered as a good man, a good judge, a good Christian. Chuck Meyer, ABC News, Tucson.
The husband of Gabrielle Giffords, the congresswoman critically wounded that day, says he's overwhelmed by the support his wife is getting. Astronaut Mark Kelly tweeted the message from the hospital. A snow-related controversy in the South. Here's ABC's Erica Tursky.
It's humiliating, the Georgia State NAACP chapter said that school districts want to hold classes on the day usually reserved to honor Dr. King. Superintendents in Georgia and in the Carolinas say there's no other choice. Either students have missed too much school, they say, or teacher furloughs limit the available makeup days. The NAACP has asked the districts to reconsider.
The governor of Maine, meanwhile, won't attend King Day ceremonies in his state and told critics they could, in his word, kiss his butt. President Obama was among the speakers at a memorial for veteran diplomat Richard Holbrooke.
He made a difference. Let us now carry that work forward in our time.
Holbrooke died last month. Notice something extra in your paycheck?
More than 150 million American taxpayers start seeing less in taxes deducted from paychecks starting this week. Under the new levels set by the lame duck Congress, it adds up to thousands of dollars in 2011.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The Dow closed up 55 points. The Nasdaq added 20. This is ABC News.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policies for details.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but rates are still incredibly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Are you lost and perplexed when it comes to your website? You'll want to tune in to the Internet Business Hour, where we answer everyday questions about web design, new web applications, online marketing, social media, and more. We make it simple to understand and give you the latest tips, tricks, and ideas to help you keep up in today's digital marketplace. Don't miss us. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour Saturdays at 2 on WWNN AM 1470 and Sundays at 2 on WSBR AM 740 Radio.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management. Ascani Wealth Management is located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Give Dan a call at 877-578-5788. That's toll-free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors and is a registered representative of Kovac Securities. Dan can help you with money management, security brokerage services, financial services including financial planning, preservation, estate protection, and much, much more. Over the next hour, Dan will share his wisdom on all these subjects. Now, here's the host of Defending Your Money, Dan Ascani.
And welcome once again to the Defending Your Money show, everyone. This is Dan Ascani. Hope you're getting ready for a great weekend where Monday is a holiday, Martin Luther King Day. So the exchanges will be closed, but nonetheless, the world will go on, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the investment world. That's because this show is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. One of the things I'm going to talk about today, among other things, is this low-volume stock market rally that just seems to keep drifting up. It's almost like fantasy land or something where the market goes up almost every day. And we know that's not the case historically. The market doesn't keep going up every day, but it's giving the impression that way. You know, volume, again, not even 1 billion shares on Friday today. And that doesn't mean the market can't go up, but it means an absence or a reduction in buying interest, but also at the same time, not much selling interest. And typically the way that works, at least in my experience, which extends 28 years professionally, is that when you see the market rallying on lower volume into new high territory, such as right now, two-year new highs, on low volume, that typically precedes a correction. I've talked about that a little bit on this show, but I want to recently. But I want to qualify that by saying our models have had us in the market too. We are not in defensive mode right now, and that's because our models have not been negative. So despite what I'm saying about the volume, our models have been positive on the market over the short term, and actually since the correction process ended partly in September, but a mini but sharp two-week correction in November. That correction in November cleared the way for the start of this low-volume rally, which extended through December, where I believe the S&P was up all but 4 days in December. And now here we are in the new year, 2 weeks behind us, S&P up again, or the market up again, new two-year high territory. And I believe the statistic is that the S&P has been up 7 consecutive weeks. And that's all fine, but we tend to be forward-looking as much as we can without pulling the trigger too early if we can help it. And the reason we're that way is because the market is forward-looking. The market is looking ahead. It is commonly thought on the street that the market looks ahead perhaps 6 to 9 months, and that's what we want to do too. But the problem is, or the challenge is, 6 to 9 months from now, no one knows what's going to happen. It's the future. So what we try to do is improve the odds of successful investing by extracting information from the market itself, almost as if you're having an investment committee meeting and the market is in attendance. And what I mean by that is there's nothing better than the market itself to know what the market is likely to do. The problem is the market doesn't speak English. It doesn't broadcast what it does. So you have to interpret it, and you have to have models. Now, we have models because we want our subjective interpretation to be minimized. I might think a couple of things, like there's low volume, and so therefore the market's going to make a correction, and it doesn't. I might think that it's going to correct, and it doesn't. The models are designed to keep us on track, and that's why our managed account programs are still long. Now, for those of you who haven't heard the Defending Your Money show before, I say this show is about you as the consumer, the investor, and or the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy, because that's what it is, a tough economy. And I also want to say, if you haven't heard this show before, that we are full-service wealth managers in North Palm Beach, Florida. We're in the Golden Bear Financial Plaza. Our firm, Ascani Wealth Management, of which I'm the founder, our firm and its advisors introduce accounts to Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, and Pershing. And that what that means is that if you have an account there, open an account there, or transfer an account there, we can manage it directly. Or we can be your securities broker of record and connect you with investments that may help you achieve your financial goals. So full-service wealth management is our goal, specializing in discretionary account management, but also matching you up with investment products out there that may help meet your goals and your level of risk tolerance. We also provide financial consulting and financial planning. So if you don't have an account at one of those major firms I mentioned, like Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, or Pershing, we can still provide consulting services for you. And what we like to do is take a look at a person's financial goals and risk tolerance and their holdings, and we put them in our software. You may have heard me say this before, unless you haven't heard the show. We put them in our software because we want to take an X-ray of your current holdings. We don't want to just eyeball a statement or two. We want to actually input that statement into our software so we can measure the risk, measure expected returns based on the historical performance of the investments you're in, and add it all up together, put together an investment plan, and execute it for you, or if you're going to execute it yourself, provide the consulting for you. If you're a corporation and you have a pension plan you're sponsoring and you need a manager or you need a consultant, an investment advisor, whatever the case may be, we do that too. We manage directly for corporations with pension plans, retirement plans, and we can work with your administrator, your institution, custodying, administering the plan. And in that case, many times corporations don't transfer their plans to Fidelity or TD Ameritrade, whatever the case may be, but we can still work with you. And we provide pretty extensive analysis of portfolios and your investment plan. So what you got to do is write down this number and give us a call. Ask for me, Dan Ascani, or one of our financial advisors. My number, 877-578-5788, toll free, 877-578-5788. Toll free. Now, if we give you that, as we call portfolio review on steroids, that's where we input your holdings into our software and measure the risk and reward and set up an investment plan. It is no obligation, so we do want you to have the benefit of our initial analysis and our initial review of your portfolio, because we understand you've got to have some input in order to make a decision. But hopefully we can provide you with investment input, even if it's a second opinion, never hurts to get it. We specialize, as I said, not only in discretionary account management, but in models and in the investment planning that I just discussed. Now, the models are going to take a look at some of the things we talked about, that I talked about at the beginning of this show. The rally, for example, in stocks. Now, the 7 consecutive weeks in the S&P 500 and about a 20% move up off the August low in the NASDAQ 100 and approaching that in the S&P and Dow without much of a correction. So we're going to take a look at how the rally looks internally, basically taking an X-ray of the market like we take an X-ray of your portfolio. Now, in taking an X-ray of the market, we want to see, is the rally that's underway, the advance, broadening out or narrowing? When an advance broadens out, more and more sectors and more stocks participate, at least for a while, volume typically builds, and that's the clue that other investors and institutions are coming into the market. When, on the other hand, an advance in stocks rallies or continues and volume contracts, and perhaps if you look at the number of sectors participating in the rally or the number of issues, advanced decline, and even up-down volume, if you look at all those things, and you see that less stocks and less sectors are participating in the rally, then you may conclude that in the past that has been the precursor for a correction. Now, corrections are healthy. They're nothing to be scared of. It's just that we kind of had a crash, and so that 2008 decline in stocks into 2009 was certainly more than a correction. It scared people, understandably, and people don't want that to happen again. And that means that the thing to do is to have an investment plan now. So you have a plan, actually a report, that shows the measured risk and expected returns in your portfolio and a bunch of other stuff that's going to be useful to you. And the discipline that you're going to use going forward. So if the market cuts loose in a correction in which you don't know how deep, you don't know how deep that correction is going to get. In 2008, as I said, it turned into a crash. You don't know how deep it's going to get, so you've got to implement a plan as the market reveals what it's doing so that you don't get slaughtered in your 401k or your IRA rollover or your corporate pension plan, whatever the case may be. That's the way you approach the market. You let it tell you what it's likely to do, but to do that, you got to take an x-ray of it. You got to cut below the surface layers, drill down and find out what's down there. And that's some of the things we do. Now, what I described is a little bit oversimplified. We do it much more extensively than that. We also have computer models that can run many iterations, many more iterations than we or any human could just analyzing the market visually. And so we have mathematical models that actually extract information, analyze it, and throw up the information on a dashboard for us. Again, as I say, a lot like a physician looks at the lab report during your annual physical after you've had blood work taken. You see a bunch of numbers in that lab report that means a lot to the physician, and you may not know what it all means. You may know what some of it means, but the physician presumably knows what it all means, and then he or she can make some decisions on what's best for your health as a result of your annual physical, and that's what the portfolio review and investment plan I'm talking about is. It's like an annual physical. We're going to send it for lab work, so to speak, and look at the metrics that come back and use that as input for us to make a recommendation to you. And that's very important. We do that across the board with large clients and small clients and with individuals and corporations because you want to see what you're going to do in your investments first before you do them. You want to see what effect it's going to have on your portfolio. Some people may say, maybe I should invest in bonds now that interest rates have gone up. Well, before you do that, we can show you what that does to the measured risk of your portfolio before you do it. We can also show you what the interest rate risk is in numerical format used widely throughout the industry before you do it. That means depending on how long the maturity is on the bonds you have, corporate, municipal, government, whatever the case may be, how sensitive the principal in your portfolio is to changes in interest rates. And you know that before you do it. That way, you're not surprised by what's happening in your investments any more than the market or the economy surprises anyone. At least you've got a measured risk-reward scenario in the investment plan. And you can see what the changes are likely to do to that risk versus reward potential before you do it. And that also applies to other factors that affect wealth, such as purchasing power. I talk about that a lot on the show, too. Purchasing power. You don't want to just maintain a portfolio amount of a certain dollar amount because over time, inflation is going to eat away at it, or maybe deflation will eat away at it. You may have a portfolio of bank CDs or treasury bills earning very low interest, and you feel like, well, I'm not getting much interest, maybe 0.15% or something like that, 0.25% per year. You may not be getting much interest, but you feel safe. But nonetheless, all that has to go by is a couple of years or so, and inflation or conditions in the economy or the deterioration of the dollar is going to eat away at the principal value. Even though in absolute dollars, that value looks the same. This is all very important. I'm going to talk about this and get down to the markets a little more after the break. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. I'm here every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Money Talk Radio, WSBR AM 740 in South Florida. Also at 6:30 a.m. and streamed live on our website, defendingyourmoney.com. We also archive it there, and also catch me Thursdays on the Health and Wealth Network, 1470 a.m. at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
And welcome back to the Defending Your Money Show. This show is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business. Defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. I spent the first half of the show talking about the importance of an investment plan and how you can prepare for changes in the investment market ahead, changes in the economy, and changes in the inflation rate and so forth, changes in interest rates. Now I want to get down to the markets and what's going on, because this is important. And the reason I'm talking about the markets right now, especially the stock market, is because the market has been going up and up and up since it hit 52-week lows, for the most part, in August, late August. Some indices, like the S&P 500, I believe, bottomed in July, tested those lows in August, but basically it was the end of August where many sectors were setting 52-week lows in the biggest correction at the time since the crash. Nothing like a crash, of course, although that correction in May of 2010 contained what they call the flash crash, where in a flash the Dow was down 1,000 points intraday on May 6th. Scared everybody to death again. But nonetheless, the market bottomed in August. And since then, except for a sharp two-week correction in November, the market has been going up and up and up, and that has been largely because the Federal Reserve has been keeping that pedal to the metal, so to speak. That means they are trying to literally throw money at the banking system, keep interest rates that the Fed controls jammed at zero or near zero, hoping to improve the prospects for bank lending, hoping to continue to reliquify the banking system so that the banking system perhaps is more willing to lend, maybe not be so locked up and conservative, maybe form some middle of the road where there's more lending going on than now, but not the crazy amount that was going on in the boom years before the crash. The Fed is hoping all that will occur, and the Fed has directly said, mainly in the last few months of 2010, the Fed has directly stated In fact, in an op-ed article written by Fed Chairman Bernanke himself, an op-ed article in the New York Times, indicating that the Fed, the last time it staged this kind of quantitative easing, as it's called, during and after the crash, the stock market rallied a lot, and so the thinking was, why couldn't the market rally again if the Fed goes to phase two, quantitative easing round two? And that's when the Fed implemented that strategy, fourth quarter of 2010, after making noises about it in September and October, and then the op-ed article in November. The conclusion has been, by many investors, you can't fight the Fed. That's the age-old adage on Wall Street. You can't fight the Fed. So there's not a lot of sellers. The market's going up on low volume. People may be a little bit afraid to sell it, but they're also a little bit afraid to buy it, or volume would be higher. But the implication is you can't fight the Fed, but you got to think, can you? Maybe you shouldn't fight the Fed short term, but the Fed, from what I've seen over decades, ends up losing to the natural forces of the economy. The Fed didn't stop the crash in 1929 or the Great Depression of the 30s or the big slide in stocks from 1937 to 1941 into World War II. It didn't stop the crash of 87. It didn't stop the sharp declines in 1997 and 1998 during the Asian debt crisis and the Russian debt default. It didn't stop the crash of 2008 or the tech wreck of 2000 to 2002, where tech stocks, vis-a-vis the tech-weighted NASDAQ 100 index, dropped 90% in value in 2 years. The Fed didn't stop the real estate collapse. The Fed didn't stop any of it. So should you fight the Fed? Perhaps not, but perhaps the conclusion we draw from all those incidents where the Fed didn't really stop anything was that over the short term, the government can apply stimulus or easy money policies or artificially set interest rates near zero, but it won't win over the long run over the natural forces of the economy. And that is so important, because if you're an investor or a corporation relying on the government to continue to fluff this market up and fluff these investment markets up and someday maybe say, well, see, we did it. We got the economy restarted. If you rely on that thinking, even if ultimately that works over the short term, then you're lacking the investment strategy needed when the economy reasserts itself, when the natural forces of the market reassert themselves and win out over the government. Because the markets, the global markets, are bigger than the government. We can't possibly take on enough debt to artificially keep these markets up forever. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't participate in the markets, but the idea is, A, to have an investment plan that's outlined and disciplined, and that's what we can help you with, and give you a report that you can understand that we can go over with you, and also to have a diversified portfolio that also perhaps shifts or rebalances some of your investments according to what's happening when the economy takes over from this artificially fluffed government environment. And that's important. And even if the government keeps the environment fluffed, you still need a strategy. You need a financial plan. You have goals. You have to manage risk. That's the nature of the beast. Manage purchasing power. We can help you with that. Give me a call. Ask for me, Dan Ascani, or one of our financial advisors at 877-578-5788, toll-free. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free. Ask us for one of those portfolio reviews on steroids, you might call it. You'll like it. It'll be good input. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management, located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Now it's time for you to take action. Give Dan a call and set up your free consultation, 877-578-5788. That's toll free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. That's ASCANIWM.com. And join us every day at this same time for Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani, on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program is strictly those of the hosts, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
I'd like to take this opportunity to address my classmates, playmates, and kids around my age. Please get a pencil or even a crayon to write down an important telephone number. You must know by now the large expense involved in raising us today. Clothes alone are quite expensive, not to mention school, sports equipment, video games, and other fancy technology. Imagine we are ready to attend private colleges and universities. Let me ask you this question.